5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, February 3rd, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Again today, we're going to focus on the confrontation between Russia and NATO, Russia and the United States over Ukraine. Today, dealing a little bit more with the prophetic implications of this showdown, and joining us a couple of men who are experts in end times prophecy. Together, they are the CEO and COO of Battle Ready Ministries, online at battleready.org, battle-ready.org, battle-ready.org. And together, they are the co-authors of The Military Guide to Armageddon. We welcome back to the program Colonel David Giamona and Troy Anderson. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us today.
Derek, it's a pleasure to be with you always.
Derek, it's great to be on the show.
Colonel Giamona, you mentioned before we began reporting something I want to bring out right off the top. You've got some insight into the mindset of the Ukrainian military. You trained with the military in Ukraine. What do you know about their readiness and their attitude towards their neighbor, Russia?
Yeah, this is a great question, Derek. Right now, Ukraine, you know, their finances, their economy is really in dire straits, but so is Russia in a lot of ways. What Russia really wants out of this is, number one, access to oil, access to, you know, to the Black Sea, access to, you know, military gains for them. But and everybody's asking me, why are they stalling? Why don't they go in right now? Well, it's really a game that there is going on, a geopolitical national game. And what Russia really wants out of this is the Ukrainians to submit to them, to come to their side and not be at their doorstep with NATO missiles, NATO allies, you know, at their doorstep. So this is a huge interest for the United States. You had asked about that earlier. Well, the United States has huge national interest in this, because if the Ukrainians decide, hey, we don't want to mess with the Russians, we're going to be on their side, then that is huge for not just now for the United States and all our national interests, but for prophetic interests as well, as we'll talk about this in a moment.
Well, Troy, let's go there then. Since the Scofield Bible came out just about 100 years ago, which was in terms of timing significant because it was published just about the time of the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia, which has helped shape attitudes of American Christians, just not only towards Russia, but in how we interpret end times prophecy, especially Ezekiel 38 and 39. How do you see this situation between Russia and the West in a prophetic paradigm?
Well, you know, like many people, you know, I grew up reading the Scofield Bible. So when you read the notes, you certainly found out that Russia was expected to play a major role in end times prophecy. So in recent years, you know, many prophecy experts say we're seeing an acceleration in end time events. And one of the big concerns is, could Russia be involved in the Gog-Magog war, this Ezekiel 38-39 war that involves possibly Russia and a number of other countries that eventually attack Israel. So, I mean, the state of the world is very dangerous right now. You have China's building up its military, Russia, North Korea, Iran. It's just the world's a powder keg waiting to explode, and only time will tell how this situation is resolved. But we have several countries of nuclear missiles and all kinds of new technology. So it's a very dangerous time, very very prophetic time.
Colonel Giamona, as we step back and try to view this supernatural conflict. Gog being the Old Testament conception of the Antichrist, the Jewish concept of the Antichrist, the great end times enemy of God. How do we look at that and then try to make sense of what we're seeing in the news each day? Are these just shadows of the conflict taking place in the spirit realm?
I think exactly right, but God is aligning the nations. You know, people think, well, Satan's in charge. No, Satan is not in charge. He's one of the pawns that God uses. And so, you know, the Scofield Bible, all the prophetic scholars through the last 100 years are saying, you know, Russia is the great country of the North leading Magog. And in recent days, Joel Richardson and others were saying that could be a possibility, but Turkey is really a key player right now. It's north of Israel. It's a far north as Magog could be. And so we're looking at Turkey and possible alignment with Russia and Iraq, Iran, the Middle Eastern countries aligning with each other. It's going to be very interesting to see in the days to come how this plays out prophetically, with Russia leading the charge against the Ukraine, United States getting involved. Again, going back, this could trigger a geopolitical war on a scale of World War II. We may be on the brink of World War III, especially if the Middle East gets involved and then China, as Troy had said and pointed out. So we have to really keep our eyes focused on what's actually going on. And Turkey wants to reinvent the Ottoman Empire and build itself up as the key player in the Middle East. And they'll do anything, even align with Russia, and they are. They have been our ally in the past, but that's no longer the case in many, many different ways.
Hmm. Troy, as we look at the way the Biden administration has approached this situation, just rejecting out of hand Russia's insistence that NATO not expand to the nations on its borders, like Ukraine, Georgia being another one. We can understand, I think, not to carry water for Vladimir Putin. I've said that before. But you can understand why Russia may not be comfortable with a NATO ally or a NATO nation on its border. But from a spiritual perspective, how do we interpret what the Biden administration hopes to get out of this showdown with Vladimir Putin?
Well, I think we also need to put this sort of the bigger context of everything that's been happening. So the last 2 years, we've had this coronavirus pandemic that's just, you know, radically changed the world. You know, there's still a lot of questions about, was this some kind of bioweapon and what exactly was going on here. So if you take a big picture look at this whole situation, so you have that for the last 2 years. Now we have this sort of weak presidency. America is sort of militarily at a low point with, you know, the woke culture and all these things happening. So, I mean, you know, from a military perspective, this could be an opportune time for China and Russia to attack us, unfortunately. I mean, it seems very unlikely that might occur, but, you know, I wonder if that kind of thought has crossed their minds.
Colonel Giamona, let me ask you this. It's well known for anyone who's looked at Bible prophecy that it's difficult to discern a role for the United States in the end times, unless you look perhaps at the beasts of Daniel and interpret the lion with wings, you know, the lion of England and the wings of the eagle representing the United States, or perhaps the young lions referenced in Scripture as the United States. But there's no obvious role or no obvious reference to the United States in end times prophecy. How do we understand that then, and how do we make sense of that in light of what's going on across the world right now?
Derek, you're now speaking my language. I know there are a lot of people, good friends of mine, believe the U.S. is involved in the last days in the prophetic calendar. I do not believe that. I believe what's possibly going to happen is we're going to be taken out. We may be focused on a war, as Troy mentioned, with either Russia or China, or we could be taken out with all kinds of other types of devices, you know, that could render us helpless and useless. But as time goes on, I really believe the focus of the biblical prophecy is going to be the Middle East. And you and I have been there many times, and you know that that's where Bible prophecy headed, Jerusalem, the center of the universe for the Jews and for the Lord Jesus Christ, who will have his throne there. Everything is headed that way. And how the United States fits into that is going to be very interesting here in the near future. We have a weak president. Our military has been weakened. I'm not sure what we're going to do militarily over there with NATO allies, but we're going to be so focused on what's going on there. Watch for a sneak attack, things going on in the Middle East at the same time, parallel process, as things are getting realigned globally. There are many very interesting things happening prophetically across the world. So it's a very exciting time to be watching and waiting to see what the Lord's going to do.
And really humbling to think that for whatever his reasons, he chose all of us who are here in this discussion or watching or hearing this discussion to be alive at this time for some purpose. Troy, I know that you've conducted many interviews with Bible scholars, pastors, religious leaders, asking them their views on end times prophecy. Why is there such a divergence of opinion in how we interpret things? And you know, it could be as simple as, you know, is there a rapture? What's the timing of the rapture? What's the role of the United States in the end times? Why is there no settled interpretation of how we understand the book of Revelation and all the Old Testament prophecies that are woven into it?
Yeah, I think you know, God sort of left it an open-ended question. I don't think he really wanted to make it a definite statement. So there's so consequently, there's a variety of different opinions on how this is all going to unfold. And of course, you know, the book of Daniel talked about you know, the sealed up until the end time. So now we're beginning to see, you know, some of this stuff unfolding. It looks quite clear that there's various prophecies in the middle of fulfillment. And one of the big ones is we've heard about the World Economic Forum talking about the Great Reset, you know, some kind of economic reset of the world system, this move into a socialist global system, even possibly even a world government. So all these things are all happening at the same time. All these technologies, you could actually have the Mark of the Beast system for the first time in history, the surveillance state, and at the same time, you know, the possibility of war. So the book of Revelation sort of lays out a cornucopia of war and plague and disaster, natural disasters, and it seems like the, you know, we may very well be heading toward that time.
Hmm. Your book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, is a preparation, a guide for preparing for this this time in which we live. Troy, and I'll ask this question for both of you gentlemen. Advice, what takeaways do you hope people get from that book to prepare for this time as we lead up to the final battle of the ages?
Yeah, the reason why we wrote The Military Guide to Armageddon is to help wake up and prepare the church, help get the church what we call battle ready, what the military calls battle ready. So it's sort of a guide to, you know, help you grow spiritually, put on the full armor of God. The only way we're going to get through this time is to walk in the supernatural power, protection, and provision of the Holy Spirit. And so this book is sort of a manual to teach you how to do that and help you, you know, grow closer to the Lord.
And Colonel Giamono, to you, what do you hope that people take away from The Military Guide to Armageddon?
Well, I hope one thing. I hope pastors across the nation really wake up. I know a lot of them want to go back to the way it was and be at peace and be prosperous and be blessed. And I understand that, and I wish the same thing too, but it's not going to happen. I think we're really marching to the drum of a beat of warfare here. And so I'm hoping the book, people will read it and they will get out of it, hey, this is serious business. There's no time to play church or to do, you know, programs as usual. It's really time to get connected with the Lord Jesus Christ and put on the full armor of God, which we will talk about extensively through the book and how to do that. So I hope people would pick up the book and read it. And at the end of every chapter, there are exercises and there's things that you can look at and say, okay, I can do this today. But the time is short and the time to start is right now.
So in short, it's spiritual preparation, not necessarily loading in lots and lots of freeze-dried food. Not that there's anything wrong with that. We've got buckets at home ourselves, but spiritual preparation is the key.
Correct. Yep, absolutely.
Colonel David Giamona, Troy Anderson, the co-authors of The Military Guide to Armageddon. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Derek.
Thank you much.
Coming up, how you can get a free copy of the groundbreaking book Dead Pets Don't Lie and read my take on Armageddon, the War of Gog and Magog, and more. Free excerpts from my book, The Second Coming of Saturn. That and more straight ahead on 5 and 10.
With the forces of light and dark lining up for battle, it is time for the warriors of God to realize that we are at war. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Armageddon Collection. When you order Colonel David Giamona and Troy Anderson's new book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the brand new, never-before-released companion DVD, Welcome to Armageddon, and the two-disc DVD collection, The Final Countdown, featuring Dr. Thomas Horn. With decades of personal military experience on the battlefield, as well as the supernatural realm, U.S. Army Colonel David Giamona and Pulitzer Prize-nominated journalist Troy Anderson will equip believers like you to be battle-ready for the days ahead. Their new book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, is an end-times training manual that will teach you how to counter the darkness of approaching evil forces, operate on a new level of spiritual warfare following biblical and military principles, prepare for the intersection of biblical prophecy, and real-time world events. Develop your spiritual gifts to walk in the supernatural power and protection of the Holy Spirit. You'll also receive the two-disc DVD, The Final Countdown. Now you can sit down one-on-one with Dr. Horn as he details the vision God gave him about the coming messenger, the Apophis asteroid headed toward Earth as we speak, and the Revelation 8 destruction that is starting its final countdown at this very moment. Plus, his mind-boggling revelations of the Vatican's secret plan for an alien savior and the evil gene and Lucifer effect. Also included on Disc 2, Ali Anderson Henson and Donna Howell present shocking information on the hidden meaning behind the biblical feasts connected to the First Advent and Second Coming of Jesus Christ. But that's not all. Also included in this incredible offer is the brand new unreleased DVD, Welcome to Armageddon, where Colonel David Jamona preaches a fiery sermon on counting the costs to become an end-time soldier of God. This amazing DVD also includes a special interview featuring Troy Anderson as he sits one-on-one with the Colonel as they discuss their book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, and how to be strong and courageous in these trying times. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $90. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So become fully equipped and trained in the weapons of spiritual warfare. Walk in the power of the Holy Spirit and prepare you and your family for the coming days of tribulation. This collection is available only while supplies last. So don't delay. The Armageddon Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
As Troy Anderson and Colonel Giamona mentioned, the Middle East is key when it comes to understanding end times prophecy, and you can see ground zero in the prophesied war of Gog and Magog, Armageddon, and more. Make the Bible come alive. Join Skywatch TV in Israel in 2023, March 19th through 30th. Sharon and I, you see here pictured at Joshua's altar. That is the reconstructed altar, of course, but it is a site that most tourists will not visit. We will also see Gilgal, Rephaim, and other archaeological sites, but also the sites you want to see. Jerusalem, the Old City. We will ascend to the Temple Mount, God willing. We've done that before, but we will show you, thanks to our guest, special guest, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, the actual historical sites of the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus. They are not on the usual tours. Many other locations like the Sea of Galilee, Nazareth, Capernaum, Masada, and much, much more, and the optional three-day extension to Jordan will take us to Mount Nebo, which the book of Deuteronomy calls this Mountain of the Avarim, Mountain of the Travelers, the term used by the pagan Canaanites for the spirits of the Rephaim. Why did God send Moses there, and why does Ezekiel put the end of the war of Gog and Magog, the plains of Moab, between Mount Nebo and Jericho? That and more. It's a rolling conference, March 19th through 30th of 2023. You can find out more and reserve your place online, skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. If you've got a dog, a cat, you really want to know what is in the food that you're feeding your pet. They will thank you for it. Dead Pets Don't Lie, the groundbreaking book by Joe Horn and Donna Howell, is a must if you are a pet owner and a pet lover. And during the month of February, it is our thank you gift for your donation of any amount. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, keeping shipping costs reasonable, but you pick the price. If you're in North America, your gift of any amount will result in us mailing this to you as our thanks for your support. We cannot do what we do without your support. Find out more online and donate. SkywatchTVStore.com, SkywatchTVStore.com, or 844-750-4985. The Skywatch TV magazine is now an e-magazine. It is electronic. The cost of paper, the availability of paper, becoming an issue, even when the weather's nice. You can access it right now, skywatchtv.com. I'm mentioning the weather because Winter Storm Landon has just dumped a whole bunch of snow on top of us. But you can also point the camera on your smartphone or tablet to the QR code on the screen right in front of you. That'll take you right to the e-magazine from Skywatch TV. It is hot linked internally to make it easier to navigate. Again, available for free, always free, but now in digital form. And again, available at skywatchtv.com or through the QR code on your screen. Skywatchfilms.com is where you find cutting-edge Christian documentaries that are unlike anything else. Award-winning documentaries like Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here, and most recently, The Great Delusion, Josh Peck's amazing film exposing what's really behind the modern UFO movement. These are available in full HD, instant access, and for as little as $3. Find out more and get instant access now at skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com. Very timely that we talked to Colonel David Giamona and Troy Anderson today because they are this week's guest on the broadcast program of Skywatch TV, talking about the military guide of to Armageddon with Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team. You'll find our broadcast schedule posted at the website, skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you've got the Skywatch TV app for Roku or Apple TV, then we'll broadcast whenever you click the remote. Or download our free mobile app. Not only does it get you all of our video content, the broadcast show, these daily news updates, in fact, all of our broadcast shows, Simply His, The Women's Show, featuring Donna Howell, Allie Henson, Catherine Horn, and Anita Horn, Return to Eden with Charisse Parton and Joe Horn, The Bible's Greatest Mysteries, this week featuring our interview with L.A. Marzulli on the E.T. Gospel and Unraveling Revelation as we dive into the book of Revelation and all of the Old Testament connections. All of that right on your smartphone or tablet, but through February, free chapter-length excerpts from my book, The Second Coming of Saturn. And through February, we'll be getting into the end part of the book, which deals with end times prophecy and what I think the end times are going to look like. So that is available to you for free, whether you've got an iOS or Android device or Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We've got links to the app stores to make it easy to find the app that works on your device at skywatchtv.com. You'll find it in the top menu bar where it says Skywatch TV app. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.